Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is the back of the book, isn't it? Yeah. That's interesting. We started in Genesis 1. And we saw we're created to have dominion. That was the first page in the Bible. This is the last page. Revelation 22. He showed me a pure river of water of life. Of what? Is God a God of death or life? Life, not death. Clear as crystal. Not muddy. Proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river, was there the tree of
life.
Life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the what?
Healing.
Has God always been a God of life?
Yes.
Always been a healing God.
Yes.
Always will be.
Yes.
And there shall be no more curse. We've never known a world like that. I said, we've never known a world like that. Do you know what that means? We don't know, but that means it'll never be too hot again by 1 degree. Nor will it ever be too cold, even by 1 degree. Now, how the Lord is going to work that where everybody is happy is a mystery. But He's God. The wind will never blow too hard. There'll never be a destructive storm. There'll never be a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake. There'll never be anything that rots or smells. I guess there won't be any cleaning. I doubt there'll be any more ironing. Boy, I saw a lot of hands raised on that. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because, see, everything is affected by the curse. And that's what we're used to. We think that's normal, but that's not the way God intended. There'll be what? No more curse. Friend, that's something to shout about the rest of your life. No more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Somebody raise your hand and say, that's me. That's me. I'm one of them. That's me. And they'll see His face. Oh, my. This is our future we're reading about. This is not fairy tale. This is our future we're reading about. We will see His face. His face is so glorious and so amazing that you can't see it and remain mortal. No man has ever seen His face and continued to live mortal. That's how powerful just looking at it right in the face of the Almighty is. But you and I guess, are going to see His face all the time. His name will be in their foreheads. Everybody will know where He is. There'll be no night there. No night. And they need no candle. And they don't need the light of the sun. They won't need electricity. Won't need any of that. For the Lord God gives them light. And what? And what? What?
They shall reign
forever and ever. It's what we were made for. It's what we were created for. It's what we are destined for and ordained to. Reigning. So you better get used to it. I said, you better get used to it. You better open up to the idea. So, well, now, Brother Keith, I know all this ruling and reigning. Hey, wasn't my idea. It's your destiny. You better warm up to it. Right? Ruling and reigning forever and ever. Now back up to the 5th chapter of Revelation. Revelation 5. Wonder what you're going to be reigning over. It's going to be something. Maybe I'll come check yours out sometime. You can come check mine. We're destined. Verse 9, Revelation 5, 9. They sung a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for you were slain and hast, means you've already done it, redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made us unto our God," what?
Kings
and priests. That's us, every one of us. Created, redeemed, and destined to be a king and a priest. Every one of us. Every one of us. Is that true?
Yes.
Said out loud, the Lord Jesus,
has redeemed me
by his own blood. And he's made me unto my God a king and a priest. What's the rest of it? And what? And we shall reign on the earth. Say that out loud again. We shall reign on the earth. Say it again. We shall reign on the earth. Say it again. We shall reign on the earth. Now certainly that's future. But there's also present application of this. We don't enjoy the fullness of it. We're in training right now. But how many understand if you're in training to be a swimming champion, what do?
Swim.
You swim. If you're in training to be a runner, champion runner, what do?
Run.
Whatever you're training to do, you have to do that. Right? I go for flight training regularly. What do you reckon we do there?
Fly.
We don't sit around and drink coffee and talk about freight trains or submarines. What do you think we talk about?
Fly.
Oh, it's airplanes in the morning and at lunchtime and when the sun goes down. And then we get in the simulator and we fly. And we fly, and we fly. Well, now, we're not actually flying. We're only about 15 feet off the ground. But we're training to fly. When you're training to fly, you fly.
Mm-hmm.
When you're training to rule and reign, what do?
Rule and reign.
Only thing that would train you for it would be some ruling and reigning.
That's right, yeah.
Down here.
Yeah.
Now. Right?
Yes, sir, right?
Now, he said that Jesus has made us to our God kings and priests. Now this will give you a lot of insight into how you rule and reign. We reign as kings reign. How does a king reign? Go with me to Ecclesiastes 8 and then Job 22. Ecclesiastes 8. I could read them to you or quote them to you, but it'll register on you better if you'll turn there yourself. And go ahead and mark these. You may say, well, I'm not a preacher. Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You may not be called to stand behind a pulpit, but there may be somebody tomorrow afternoon ask you a question about this. Did you hear me? And it's not okay for you to look at them with a dumb, deer in the headlight stare and go, well, I'm not a preacher. No, you were here tonight.
Yeah.
Right? You turned to the verse.
Yes.
And even if you have to say, well, I don't know, but I got it marked. I can find it for you. And I'll tell you tomorrow. Even if you have to do that, just don't say, I don't know. Leave it at that. Everything the Lord gives you is ultimately for you to give away.
Yes.
And share with somebody else.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
These things are too good to keep to yourself. Ecclesiastes 8. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Y'all are quick and sharp. Good looking. Very rich. And a major blessing. That's you. That's you and me. That's us. Ecclesiastes 8. Notice this word, then we're going right to Job 22. Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 4, just this verse. Ecclesiastes 8, 4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Look at it again. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Kings, of course, we're studying this on Sundays, unless the Lord says something different, about us having being free from fear. And coupled with this, we're talking about power. With our study here, we've differentiated between the word exousia, which is authority, and the word dunamis, which is power. We've got both authority and power. Well, the king has the right to say and do what he decides best, and he has the power of his military and everything else to back it up. But how does he do it? How does he exercise this great authority? Tells you exactly the medium, right? The way. How does he do it? With his word. Where the word of the king is, there is power. Now we're getting into it now, friends. How does a king rule and reign? If a king wants a ditch dug, does he go looking for a shovel?
No.
No, he does not. How does he get the ditch dug? If he's got all kind of people ready there to do things for him, he's got the authority to get things done, how does he do it? All he need do is sit there on his throne and say, let a ditch be dug. Right? Today. And somebody, or several somebodies, run for a shovel. Or a backhoe. Right? But he didn't move. Did it require intense physical effort? No. How did he do it? Did he just start fasting? And he's going to fast until somebody picks it up. No, what did he do? He had to speak. And when he spoke, where the word of the king is, there was power that was released to affect what he said. Now go to Job, please. Job 22. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Are you a king?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We showed you more than one scripture. If you'll delve into it, you'll find even more for yourself. You've been made a king. Whether you feel like it, whether you don't, doesn't change the Bible. Whether you look like it or whether you don't, doesn't change the Bible.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Exercising Authority, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001C. That's R-1001C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.